Good morning. Thank you for being here today. And as we discuss the state of the county, thank you to the Chamber of Commerce and the Carroll Arts Council for having us here today. Today, I'm going to touch on a very significant area in our county, economic development. What is economic development? According to the International Economic Development Council, economic development is, quote, the programs, policies, and activities that seek to improve the economic well-being and quality of life for a community by creating and retaining jobs and providing a stable tax base. Ultimately, economic development is a revenue strategy for a community, generating additional tax dollars from new business investment. Simply put, economic development seeks to increase wealth for the county from business development to help diversify our local tax base and decrease the tax burden on the residential population. Why is our economic development important? As a commissioner, I'm often asked the question why the county should promote the growth of industry. And I've heard numerous times, you know, we've moved here, we live here, and we don't want the county to see any growth. For all the passions Carroll Countyans hold, preserving our way of life is the single most pressing issue brought to my attention. While growth for the sake of growth is not an appropriate strategy, growth is necessary for the county, for us to maintain fiscal stability and to provide the services that our residents require. There are numerous benefits to be realized by encouraging proper managed growth in appropriate areas across our county. Investments from economic development projects help fund our excellent public school system, our rec and parks programs, emergency services, and as we all know, our yearly needs for salting and plowing our roads in the winter and then filling the potholes in the spring. Economic development isn't about threatening established land use practices or abolishing our agricultural heritage. We should recognize that agriculture and industry are actually partners in defining and directing the future of Carroll County. Some of the recent highlights and some of our success stories in economic development stem from the growth of businesses who are already here. That is a true testament to the positive business climate we offer. For example, Penguin Random House, Ridge Engineering, and Hawn's are longstanding members of our business community and have committed to expansions of their facilities, resulting in hundreds of new jobs and creating millions of dollars in capital investment. Other examples include Hexagon Purus, a global leader in zero emissions solutions, including hydrogen high pressure systems and battery fuel cells, and Near Communications, a provider of telecommunications networking equipment, who constructed a 70,000 square foot building. No doubt some of you recently heard about Carroll County's economic land use study that was released this past month. What was the purpose of the economic land use study and why was it undertaken? The previous Board of Carroll County Commissioners approved the EDLU study to prepare for the 2025 update of the Carroll County Master Plan. The study provides a baseline assessment of the county's current economic drivers, as well as land use and zoning patterns. The study also includes comparisons to determine what Carroll County can evolve and better compete in the competitive regional economic market. The use percentage of land area in Carroll County, and to some may be quite shocking. After the study was compiled, the land use areas were determined to be the following: 64% agriculture, 21% conservation, 12% residential, 2% industrial, 1% commercial, and 1% other. Some of the highlights of the study in the current Carroll County land use shows an emphasis on ag and conservation, which was not a surprise to any of us. But we have a very limited, less than 5% total land use zone for employment purposes. Based upon this number, future employment projects are limited to a 11% growth over the next 30 years. Large sectors of employment in the Carroll County are in construction, healthcare, industry, and government. Despite some comments of overdevelopment, the study clearly shows that there is relatively little growth in our county. There's been no new supply in the commercial office space market in over 5 years. The industrial submarket has a vacancy rate of 1.9% with no new supply of space underway. Over the last 3 years, this submarket has only grown 1.1%. The hotel and hospitality market has not seen a new flagship hotel here since 1989. The retail and entertainment submarket has seen a small growth, averaging of 31,000 square feet per year. We have vacant parcels for employment development, but they are very limited. So following the state's priority funding area's policies. Most of the county's existing businesses are concentrated in those areas we know well, our municipalities and our designated growth areas. So what are the next steps with this study? Carroll County Planning Commission will soon be embarking upon updating the master plan. They will look at this study in addition to the other studies addressing our housing and transportation issues and concerns. The data sets will provide important information on the existing conditions of the county and help inform elected leaders on critical decision-making policies. For Carroll County, it is not only maintaining the lifestyle the county offers, but we must thrive and take a serious look at economic development in this recent study. Our county's at a crossroads where we must decide what quality of life current residents and future generations will have here in Carroll County. Will we fund our quality public school system and emergency services and the necessities for our community and all for all who live here? And how will we go about doing this? For an opportunity to review the economic development land study, please use the QR code on the screen that is behind me. This is a great opportunity. It's also found on the county's website. God bless our county, state, and nation. Thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning, and I look forward to talking later today with Leadership Carroll. Thank you.